We got him. Problem. Sandy.
Roland is on the road, and he is trying to get back to handle his business. He had a speech at Stanford last night. But to give us an update on what's going on with Hurricane and Tropical Storm and Big Old Sandy as she travels through the East Coast, we have meteorologist from the Weather Channel, Paul Goodloe. Good morning.
Paul Goodloe.
Good morning. And Sandy, you know, it's one of the times that, as a meteorologist, I hate to say that, you know, we were kind of right on this thing, and we thought it could be pretty bad, and, you know, we hate to toot our horns, but, you know, this thing definitely meant business here.
Is this a storm that you've not seen in a long time, or the type of size and ferocity of it?
You know, there have been storms similar, but it just don't happen that often. I mean, this is... it kind of formed like a nor'easter or a big kind of winter-type storm that really slams the northeast with snow on the backside and strong winds and big surf. But, I mean, it's just the timing of this thing where you had a hurricane, and that was doing some decent damage by itself. Then you also had a pretty strong winter-like storm that came across the nation, kind of ending, you know, this Indian summer we had and we were enjoying this fall, and kind of slapped us back into winter. And, I mean, on the backside of this storm, I mean, there's more than a foot of snow in some areas in Maryland, western Maryland, and West Virginia, areas of eastern Kentucky. I mean, this thing, you don't really see that starts out as a hurricane and then morphs into this other type of storm. And then on top of that, the reach and the extent of the damage. You know, we're talking hundreds of miles from where this even hurricane is. Right now, there are close to 8 million people, or I should say not people, but 8 million customers without power. Mm. And the thing is, about the number 8 million, that's customers, meaning actual meters.
Right.
But, you know, a meter could be to an apartment building. A meter could be to a home of, you know, four people. So we could be dealing with maybe 20 million people who are sitting in the cold, in the dark, and around the New York City area. It might be a week before they get their power back. I mean, we're talking Lower Manhattan has flooded. So, I mean, I guess this certain parts of this have happened before, but in a combination of a hurricane making landfall with a big mid-latitude storm coming across the nation, that doesn't really happen. You know, I don't think all this has come together. I can't quite say...
Katrina, maybe?
Well, I mean, the extent and the devastation, I mean, it could be Katrina-like, but the damage, Tom, could be in the hundreds of millions, of billions of dollars. Mm.
Where is the storm going? And
where is she now?
Where will the storm be on Tuesday, November 6th?
Well, the storm itself will be gone for Election Day, but the damage, but I mean, there'll be people in New York City who still don't have power.
Now,
I don't want to talk about and guess what's going to happen with the subway. You know, I was talking to an MTA person last night, and, you know, they're saying this is the worst disaster for them in the 108-year history of the New York City MTA. So, you know, the bus service will be back, you know, pretty soon, but the subway service, areas that actually got seawater flooding and salt water can do a lot of corrosion. And, you know, again, that's not my specialty, but I do know it's going to take a long time to get that New York City subway back up to 100%.
Now, as a meteorologist, is India summer really a real term? I mean, did they teach that in college?
We call it Native American summer now.
Thank you. I was just curious.
Or you can call it good hair summer.
Good hair summer.
Good hair summer.
Good one, Paul.
There you go, Paul.
Good, all right, man.
And so where is she now? And what are we looking at? Are we talking about, we heard Buffalo area up to the north?
Tell you the truth, I just woke up about a half hour ago.
Okay.
I worked till 3 a.m., but I do think it's moving in that direction slowly. But, I mean, the power and just the expanse, this thing is a 1,000-mile-wide system. So, you know, and it's not just one point. This thing is a massive blob of energy with cold air, with rain, with snow, and still with strong winds. Mm. And still stretch from, you know, Chicago on towards even parts of the Carolinas.
From the Weather Channel, Paul Goodlow. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Sure thing.